Chinese woman charged with illegally entering Mar-a-Lago Club during President Trump's Florida visit. By Terry Spencer for the Associated Press in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A woman carrying two Chinese passports and a device containing computer malware lied to Secret Service agents and briefly gained admission to President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club over the weekend during his Florida visit, federal prosecutors allege in court documents. Yujing Zhang, 32, approached a Secret Service agent at a checkpoint outside the Palm Beach Club early Saturday afternoon and said she was a member who wanted to use the pool, court documents said. She showed her passports as identification. Agents say she wasn't on the membership list, but a club manager thought Zhang was the daughter of a member. Agents said she wasn't on the membership list, but a club manager thought Zhang was the daughter of a member. Agents said that when they asked Zhang if the member was her father, she didn't answer definitively, but they thought it might be a language barrier and admitted her. Zhang's story changed when she got inside, agents say, telling a front desk receptionist she was there to attend the United Nations Chinese American Association event scheduled for that evening. No such event was scheduled and agents were summoned. Agent Samuel Ivanovich wrote in court documents that Zhang told him that she was there for the Chinese American event and had come to familiarize herself with the club and take photos, again contradicting what she'd said at the checkpoint. She showed him an invitation in Chinese that he couldn't read. He said Zhang was taken off the grounds and told she could not be there. Ivanovich said she became argumentative, so she was taken to the local Secret Service office for questioning. There, he said, it became clear Zhang speaks and reads English well. He said Zhang said she'd traveled from Shanghai to attend the non-existent Mar-a-Lago event on the invitation of an acquaintance named Charles, whom she only knew through a Chinese social media app. Ivanovich said she then denied telling the checkpoint agents she was a member wanting to swim. Ivanovich said Zhang carried four cell phones, a laptop computer, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive containing computer malware. She did not, however, have a swimsuit. Zhang is charged with making false statements to federal agents and illegally entering a restricted area. She remains in custody pending a hearing next week. Her public defender, Robert Adler, declined comment. There's no indication Zhang was ever near the president. There's also no indication that she's connected to Li Yang, a Chinese native Republican donor and former Florida massage parlor owner. Yang recently made news after it was learned she was promising Chinese business leaders that her consulting firm could get them access to Mar-a-Lago where they could mingle with the president.